Tune in, listen up, and let's grow together. Because you're listening to The Sprout on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're here every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Sprout you soon.
Hello.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby. You're listening to The Sprouts. Can I get a The Sprouts from The Sprouts? One, two, three, The Sprouts.
The Sprouts.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm late.
Yeah, you were. Get out right now.
No.
Today we got some stuff that we want to delve into today. We got some discussions going on. That last song you just listened to was After Image by After Image off of Faces to Hide. Very good song. Pretty good one.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Anyway, how have you guys been? What have you guys been noticing? You're observant people. What have you been observing? Tell me.
We are in our almost the final week of school.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been stressing. I have been sleep deprived.
Oh yeah.
That's what happens for academics.
Yeah, it's like before we were live right now, we were in the little practice room for our radio. We were kind of going crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like we were two hours of sleep and
yes, we were not mentally sane, if I were to say.
It gets difficult. Anyway, it's not called finals week. It's not finals. You just have a lot of tests, and then they send home a report to your parents. It's really not that deep. And it's just letters and numbers. They don't even mean anything.
Something to be happy about is I forgot what I was going to say.
There
See,
we
this
go.
Is what sleep right. does to you. All
right. Tone us on the board. If there's any mistakes, it's not his fault.
All right.
This next song is called Primal Sinister by
Closure in Moscow.
Off of the South Hill.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoy.
We'll be back soon.
All right. It's a snake around my lizard brain, gonna take me off the tracks. Gets me terrified, pulling out your bitches, brewing. Gonna have a heart attack. Yeah, one hand in my pocket. Yeah, one hand on my throat. Oh, you wanna keep me locked in death throes? And every rattle I make is just to let you know. I say you'll hear me coming. I say you'll hear me coming. Doomsday cool kids. It's my rules, and I'm never gonna
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. You are listening to The Sprouts.
The Sprouts.
The Sprouts.
Hello, I am Tona.
Hello, I'm Bradley.
Welcome to The Talk.
What's your name, buddy?
Doesn't matter. I'm Bruno. something that's been on my mind, so the thing I wanted to bring up to you guys is, what do you look for in new music? Or what are some characteristics of new music that you find? What does it take for something new to, like, grab you? Is kind of my question. Mm-hmm. What does it take to have it, like, impact you in some capacity, right? Things that you discover kind of on your own, you know? I feel like there's a difference between being shown music and
discovering
finding
it on your own.
Yeah. Because when you're being shown music, like, someone is kind of making an offer of, like, oh, I'm bringing this piece of music to you because I think you'll enjoy it. And then you either discuss or you're just like, if it's there or if that's just not the kind of pal you got, you just go, awesome, cool, thanks. But there's definitely there's like a different vibe or there's a different quality to finding music on your own terms. Mm-hmm. And just like you actively going out and finding it, which is something that I've been experimenting with, especially with having this like massive catalog of music since we started doing this the radio show. So that's been very exciting for me, but I wanted to hear what you guys had to say about it.
Well, for me, either if it's a discovery from me discovering a song or it's introduced from my friends, either way, it's what makes me like the music. Mm-hmm. Is anything that's catchy. It always has to be catchy for me, because it's not, I don't, I mean, yes, I have a specific genre, like it's EDM, but even if it's any kind of genre, if it's catchy, I will like it, because I'm a huge, like, melody fan, huge, anything that stands out from the song fan, so it could be a bass line, it could be, like, a super fast and cool bass line, if that sticks in my head.
You want a hook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always need a hook when I'm getting introduced or when I'm finding music. That's for me, yeah.
How about you, Bradley? Bradley?
Yeah, no, I...
Jinx.
That's good job, boys. I also agree with Tona's point of view. For me, discovering new songs on my own, or same with Tona, like being introduced from friends or family for these type of songs, for me, I kind of have to be hooked by it and intrigued and such. And for me, like, you know, I play bass, I play trumpet, you know, strings and brass, and dabble in other instruments and all that. So if it's a cool, like, melody or bass line or drum beat or any of that, if it's, like, catchy, same with Tona, it'll most likely stick in my head.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah. Any songs that you... like, that you found on your own? That's the correct way to say it.
I would probably say, Here With Me by Marshmello. And I forget the other, there's one more artist that collabed with him on that song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'd say Here With Me by Marshmello.
Mm. It's actually, for me, it's actually, you know, those non-copyright, the Fat NCS. Rat songs.
Oh, the Fat Rat as well?
Yeah, they're mainstream, but there are songs that are not known. Like, I'd say one is Hunger. That is, during the drop, the main, the bass line and the melody were, like, the same. It was, like, integrated into one, which I thought was really cool. And it just stayed in my head. Like, it was really pacey, too. Anything from you, bro?
I think in terms of the things that, like, draw me in to new music is things that are, I don't say push boundaries, because that's such a cliche. To say that. But it's, like, things that have a unique identity.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Something that's original.
You know, something that's, like, oh, this is a person made this, right? Or, like, it's something that, like, is very... I don't know if intimate or vulnerable. I mean, maybe authentic. Vulnerable, intimate, whatever you want to call it. Like, something where I can tell it's like, oh, this is a part of someone. And they put something in it, which I don't know if that's necessarily the most like personalized take, because that's what makes music, I would argue, interesting in most cases, is the stuff that is authentic, the stuff that is genuine. We talked last week about how there are times in which people are off-put by that, but for the most part, the things that are sincere and that are just like playful are the things that I really appreciate. I think going back, playful is a good word for the things I enjoy. Playful in the sense that it's like not afraid to literally play music. I always say that music is as much the product as it is the process, right? Music or art or whatever you want to call it, right? It is as much the process as product. So if and you can hear when there's a difference, and it's not a good or bad difference, it's just a difference when the goal of a piece of music is the product, is getting the song done, and when the goal of the piece of music is the process of doing the thing. Of I'm gonna do this jam with my friends, and I'm gonna establish it, and I'm gonna have fun with it.
Yeah,
and then I'm gonna just put it out there in some capacity. But both of those are completely valid ways to go about making music, and both of those produce. Yes, of course, it's the way that we interact with music. It's produced and it's out there. Both of those end up having really, really interesting compositions and stories behind them and things to say, right, about society, about human, about emotion, that kind of thing. But I think the things specifically that I am drawn to are the things that that focus on the playfulness of it, on the process, and that I can hear where all the sauce went into.
Speaking of story, you said like the story of the music, you said about like the artist and stuff. I also wanted to point out, like, for me to get hooked into music, if I find something that's catchy enough for me, I actually go into like the artist and see how they made the song. It's like if there's any cool stories behind it. It's like this song wasn't supposed to be a big hit. This song was like literally
supposed to be pretty
bad song. It was it wasn't even intended to be a good song.
Yeah.
But we remade it and see what happens.
Yeah. It's kind of how Neil Young started up.
Yeah.
Music critics would be absolutely vicious with him. Like, they just like hated his voice, and a bunch of like labels were like, "You shouldn't sing on the record. You shouldn't sing on the record. Yeah. And you're a great guitar player. And you got a great band, but you shouldn't sing on the record." He did, and the music is beautiful, and it's timeless, arguably. But they said that about Neil Young. What does it say that about? I think Elvis at some point, but I don't know. I don't. I think they might have said about Elvis. Did they? I forgot. I know a lot about Elvis, but that's happened a lot. Where it's like that authenticity has been like the thing that pulls artists through and makes them connect with them.
Yeah, people. I feel like it's pretty hard to be original or unique in the music world, because like even for songwriters, like for me, I've been writing a song, I think I've said this like what, two episodes ago or something, episodes.
Broadcast.
But yeah, in like the musical world, I think it's pretty hard to be unique or be original. And for me, I've been writing a song for years now, and like musicians, they could take a decade
writing one
piece of song,
one masterpiece.
Yeah. And yesterday in class, in a music class, the teacher put on one of the students' unfinished songs.
Was that unfinished?
Yeah, it was the unfinished version.
Okay. Unfinished, yeah.
And so I looked at the lyrics, and I looked at one of the main lyrics was "Take Me Back." And that, and in my head just clicked, and that's something that I've been missing in my song. And so that, and I told that student, I'm like, this is what I've been missing. Like, this, even though it's the unfinished version, this sounds really good. And that student she felt honored.
Yeah, and I feel like every artist has a unique story of their own. Like, they should, I feel like they do have, like, one thing that stands out. from every other artist. Like, they have something unique.
They have that sort of charm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've said this a lot. It's going to get tiring. We should just put this on a banner. Just, like, have, like, a... Yeah, if I'm ever not here, you should just, like, have... we should record just an audio bite of me saying this, and then a never discussion. Everyone's music, or not, creative perspective is valid.
Oh, yeah.
And interesting, and worthy. Yeah. Some people have just gotten to marinate in it for longer. So yeah, that's kind of the thing that I have to say about every discussion. Anyway, I like what you guys were saying, and this actually leads pretty well into our next song, which is a longer song. It's a song by one of my favorite artists.
This is Bruno.
Magnolia Electric Company.
Yeah, it's Bruno requested this song.
A quick thing about what this means to me.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is one of those things that, like, opened my eyes to, like, a different kind of way of playing guitar. Mm-hmm. This entire album was recorded live. Just like the solos are so interesting and unique, and you wouldn't really hear anything like it. It's like one chord progression for the whole song, but the dynamics, you'll hear, you'll listen.
Yeah, but yeah. Everything else is
And we're gonna
compliment it.
And this is gonna be the first time the other two guys are hearing it.
Yeah,
and you'll get our not live reaction, but you'll get our
reaction initial thoughts after we come back. Yeah, Bruno's gonna paint you a picture.
All right,
take it away.
Enjoy.